You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Okay, we have a couple props we like, I believe. Chelsea, I'm going to start with you on this Thanksgiving Day. Give me a prop you like when you look at today's slate of games.
Yeah, I'm going to look at Ezekiel Elliott and his player prop for rushing. We talked about this earlier in the show, how he has been talking with reporters about how he thinks that the Cowboys need to get back to rushing the football. And he's right. Some of these games where they've gotten away from the run game, they've lost, and their offense has really been scuffling. So they need to figure it out and do something different. So maybe running the football will be their cure for their offense. And especially because now they have some injuries on the offensive line that are starting to clear up that should be back for this game. So I think a healthier offensive line should lead to a better rushing attack. And oh, by the way, the Raiders, not great against the run, a bottom five defense against the run. So I think it's going to be a big game for Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going to go over his rushing prop at 63.5 yards for -110 over BetMGM.
Oh, I like it. You know why? Because both of my props are running back props today. I'm going to start with the early game, Bears and the Lions. I have a David Montgomery anytime touchdown at -140. I expect him to get plenty of carries today against the Lions defense. It's going to have a hard time stopping him. Montgomery hasn't scored in the last 2 weeks, but he's also had to run against the Ravens and the Steelers. The Lions are not the Ravens or the Steelers. In fact, 3 weeks ago in Chicago when these teams met, Montgomery went off 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. Since that time, in that 3 week span, no team has allowed more yards per carry than the Detroit Lions. Montgomery goes off today, and I think he punches it into the end zone. David Montgomery, anytime touchdown, -140 at BetMGM.
What sucks about playing props for the Bears game is that I also have an under. So I am hoping for not a ton of success in the red zone.
Just
but
a little.
There is one that I do like on the Bears side as well. Darnell Mooney. If you saw last game with Andy Dalton as quarterback, this is a guy that the Red Rifle loves firing off to. In fact, he had 16 targets. So I'm going to look for Darnell Mooney to have another big game, because sometimes when a quarterback has a guy that they like that's reliable for them, that is who they're going to be throwing the football to. So I'm going to go with his receiving yardage total over 57.5 yards for -115 over at BetMGM. That's Darnell Mooney of the Bears.
Darnell Mooney. I might just parlay all of these rushing props and get myself a nice little rushing teaser with these prop bets. Or rushing parlay, I should say. Okay, here's my final one for you, Chelsea. Staying in the backfield, this time I'm going to the Bills-Saints game. Devin Singletary over 25.5 rushing yards. That's at -120. He has hit this number in 7 out of 10 games this season. Almost always hits it when the Bills win. That's the key here. In fact, the only time he did not rush for more than 25.5 yards in a Buffalo victory was when he had 25 against the Chiefs back in early October. In other words, when the Bills aren't playing from behind, he gets his yards. I don't expect them to be playing from behind against New Orleans. And he's facing a Saints defense that, while it's very, very good, they got gashed last week by the Eagles. So give me Devin Singletary over 25.5 rushing yards. That's -120 at BetMGM.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I also like some of these specials that they have at BetMGM. I've said this all week. I love these specials they have just for Thanksgiving Day because they are a little different. If you don't want to play a side, if you don't want to play a total, there are some fun ways to play today. And we've got like highest scoring team. Why is it not showing up now? It's highest scoring team, you know, highest total yards for quarterbacks. They've got all these specials at BetMGM. And I think for me, I'm going to go with the lowest scoring team is probably being the Lions. It's not crazy. I think it's plus 220. Ooh. But yeah, I don't see their offense getting anything going.
I don't either. The only team that would worry me outside of the Lions would be the Saints, right? There's a possibility that they have so many guys out of the lineup that the Bills just shut them down. But I like the Lions. Plus money, that's good value.
Well, the Saints at least scored some points in the second half of that blowout against the Eagles. So, I mean, maybe in garbage time they can score some points.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.